That's right. Today we have the blues. I got those salad blues, baby. Woo-hoo. Got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Woo-hoo. Got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said one got the salad, two got the blues, three to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby. Woo-hoo. Got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. Yes, it's salad time. Hello, hello, and welcome once again to the salad. That's right. What do we have lined up for you today? Well, of course, we have Salad News Bits news from around the world. Yes, we shall be leaving our beautiful continent and going somewhere else. So find out in a few seconds where we're going. Now, what else do we have? ¿Qué más? What else do we have? Well, we also have Bao. Business as usual. Now, how is your business English? Because many of you need, yes, English at work. So professional business English. Now, today we're focusing on the commercial side, especially marketing. So we have some kind of marketing expressions for you today on Bao. Business as usual. We shall be putting you to the test. Now then, that's what's on the show. So right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits news from around the world. Here comes our headline. Satellites warn African farmers of pest infestations. That's right. So, to warn is avisar. So, satellites warn African farmers of pest infestations. Now, a pest infestation is una plaga. The bichos. So, of course, pests come in and they eat all the crops, los cultivos. Which is terrible if you're a farmer, of course. You don't want all your crops, cultivos, to be eaten by pests. So, that's our headline for today. Satellites warn African farmers of pest infestations. So, we're going over live, yes. Actually, I thought we were going to Africa, but we're not, apparently. Let me see. Oh, no, we're going over to the UK. This is a British initiative, that's right. So, we have Simon Hallow in the UK. We're not going to Africa. We're going to the UK. Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave. UK researchers have developed an early warning system to prevent the crops of African farmers from being devastated.
Now, did you hear that, salad listeners? So researchers, or investigators, we can say. So researchers, like investigación. Researchers have developed an early warning system to prevent crops, we say cultivos, of African farmers from being devastated. Because, of course, you know, if there's an infestation or pest infestation, una plaga de bichos, they eat all your crops. That's bad news. So what you need is an early warning system. Let's find out more.
The Pest Risk Information Service, or PRICE, combines temperature data and weather forecasts with computer models.
I see. So it's the Pest Risk Information Service. So a pest would be, you know, an insect, for example, that normally a pest we associate with insects and rats and cockroaches and things, you know, that you don't want around. They're pests. So it's the Pest Risk Information Service, or PRICE, with an S. So it would be P-R-I-S-E, which I suppose you could pronounce price or prize, depending on where you're from. Now, it combines temperature data and weather forecasts, previsiones del tiempo, weather forecasts, with computer models. It's a great idea, an early warning system.
Yes, it then sends farmers a mobile phone alert so that they can take precautions.
So this is using technology. So, you know, we have this information coming from satellites, okay? Now, which is then mixed with computer models. Then the farmer receives a mobile phone alert so they can take precautions. This is fantastic.
And that's right. It's hoped that the system will boost yields and increase farm incomes up to 20%.
Now, so to boost yields, aumentar producción, you would probably say. You can say to boost the yield of crops, really the production, you would say. And to boost, as you know, aumentar, as we have boost your level here on the salad. So, the system should, and it's hoped, will boost yields and increase farm incomes up to 20%. And that's a big increase in farmers' income.
Yes, that's right. So PRICE is being used in Kenya, Ghana and Zambia and will be rolled out soon in other parts of the world. So PRICE, which is this new service, is an upgrade of a highly successful UK aid scheme run by the Centre for Agriculture and Bioscience International development charity CABI. Now, it uses a network of so-called plant doctors and clinics to advise farmers when pests or diseases destroy their crops.
So this is great, using technology and the experts on hand, of course. In this case, plant doctors. Now, that's in inverted commas, entre comillas, who can then advise farmers, aconsejarles, advise farmers, you know, on what to do and when pests or diseases could possibly destroy their crops. Cultivos, crops.
Now, the doctors draw on a database using an app to help them to diagnose the issue and then prescribe the right pesticide and other measures. Now, so Walter Wafula, who grows maize in Bungoma in Kenya, told me that the service has transformed his family's lives. Because of the increased income from the farm, he told me, my kids can now go to a better school, and the life at home has improved because I can provide the basic needs for my family.
So, of course, you know, this new system, this new service, if you like, is improving the lives of families, you know, or farmers and their families. So, because of the increased income from the farm, yeah, my kids can now go to a better school and life at home has improved because provide the basic needs for my family. So this is great, improving people's lives.
Yes, that's right. So it's yeah, it's proving to be very successful and improving people's lives. So far, the scheme has helped 18.3 million farmers in 34 countries across Africa, Asia, and the Americas. On average, farm incomes and yields are 13% higher for those using the So it's very successful. Now, I talked to one of the chief scientific advisors for the UK's Department for International Development, which funds the Plant Doctor Scheme, and says a new initiative with CABI and the UK Space Agency, UKSA, will use the network to prevent rather than just mitigate infestations. I think prevention is the thing here. Now, as you said, the idea is to use satellite data protected by the UK Space Agency to develop a system that is able to predict when pest infestations will strike a week or more in advance. So this is very useful indeed. Now, of course, satellites can provide accurate land temperature information, which is one of the most important drivers of pest infestations. So this, combined with weather data and computer models, can be used to give farmers enough time to spray pesticide and take other precautions. So it's very useful. Now, one of the chief scientific officers told me, farmers are completely dependent on crops, and the predictability of having a good yield to survive and also to send their kids to school, she said. So if we can reduce the impact of pests, if we can enable them to get better yields, which we're already doing, it will mean that we can help them to move out of poverty. So very important.
Yes, indeed. Of course, so if they can, that helps them to increase their yield production. It helps them to send their kids to school, feed their families, and move out of poverty. So very useful indeed. So satellites warn African farmers of pest infestations. What would we do without satellites? Yes, thanks very much, Simon. This has been Salad News Bits. Bow. Business as usual. Now then, yes, welcome to Bow, business as usual. Now, today, as promised at the beginning of the program, we have some business English for you. Today, we're focusing on marketing. So marketing expressions for you, marketing terminology. We're going to put your business English to the test, especially your marketing English, salad listeners. Are you ready? Because this is the interactive part of the program. So I want to translate these into perfect English. And as we go, we'll look at specific expressions and practice with them too. Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. Of course, he's an expert on business English too. And he has some examples he's personally written for us. Hello, Alan.
Yes, hello, Dave. That's right. Yes, are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready to play, salad listeners? This is Bow, business as usual with marketing expressions.
Here's our first one. Lo coloqué en la sección de anuncios por palabras.
This is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. Interact with us here. So, lo coloqué en la sección de anuncios por palabras. Well, I placed it in the classified section, or the classified section, anuncios por palabras. Now we say to place an advert, to place an ad, okay? So colocar, poner, you place an ad. So I placed it in the classified section, that's right. Next, please.
Tus anuncios necesitan mucha repetición.
So how can we say anuncios? Well, it's possible to say advertisement. You can say advert or ad. Now, in this case, if it's in the press, in prensa, we normally just say ad. I personally would say an advert on TV and an ad if it's in a newspaper or magazine. Okay? And you can say that, you know, the long word, advertisement or advertisement in the US. But in this case, ad would be fine if it's in the press. So, your ads need a lot of repetition. That was pretty easy. Your ads need a lot of repetition. So, anuncio en prensa, ad. Let's keep going.
No existe la idea de demasiada repetición.
Now, you could say something like, no existed idea. So the idea of too much repetition doesn't exist. You can say something like that. There's a high-level version, though.
High-level!
So we could say there's no such thing as too much repetition. No hay semejante cosa, something like that. Excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. So, there's no such thing, no hay tal cosa, no existe tal cosa, something like that. So there's no such thing as too much repetition. That sounds good. Let's keep going.
La investigación confirma lo que yo sospechaba.
La investigación. What can we say? The investigation. That sounds to me like a police investigation, which is one case. But investigación in general, research. So the research confirms what I suspected. Sounds good. The research confirms what I suspected. Bow, business as usual. Now then, let's keep going with our marketing expressions here. Over to you.
Nada arriesgado, nada ganado.
Now, this is a set expression in English, okay? So, nada arriesgado, nada ganado. We can say, nothing ventured, nothing gained. It's a set expression in English. I suppose you could say, nothing risked, nothing gained. But the expression is, for me, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Is that clear? That's a good one, salad listeners, especially at work. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. You can say that in your conference call, you know, tomorrow morning. Next, please.
Right. Tenemos una buena reunión de calidad.
So, well, you can say we have a good reputation for quality. It's pretty easy. No, we have a good reputation for quality. Or you could even just say we have a reputation for quality. That's enough. Rather than a good reputation. To have a reputation for quality is enough. Next example, please.
Puedes mantener las promesas que haces.
Well, what do you think? So mantener promesas, how can we say that? We say to keep promises. So, can you keep the promises you make? So to make promises, okay? And to keep promises, okay? Mantener promesas y hacer promesas, to keep and to make. So, can you keep the promises you make? I like that one.
El atributo clave de los medios escritos es la precisión.
El atributo clave, so the key attribute, we say the same in English, de los medios escritos, what do you think? Of the print media, los medios is the media, so the print media in this case is precision, does exist, precisión, but accuracy sounds good, accuracy. So, the key attribute of print media is accuracy. It's pretty high level, don't you think, salad listeners?
High level!
On bow.
Right, okay. La palabra hablada existe para persuadir.
So, the spoken word, no la palabra hablada, existe para persuadir. So, the spoken word exists to persuade. Persuade. The spoken word exists to persuade. That's right.
Next, tenemos miles de testimonios de nuestros clientes.
Well, this is fairly straightforward. In direct translation here, we have thousands of testimonials from our customers. Testimonies. Testimonials. Sounds good. Testimonials. We have thousands of testimonials from our customers. Wow, this sounds good, doesn't it? That's right.
Next, tus palabras tienen el poder de mover montañas.
Ah, yes, indeed. Again, we can do a direct translation here. So this is relatively easy, I would say. So, your words have the power to move mountains. Your words have the power to move mountains. Yes, they do, salad listeners. Next, please.
Esa cuña inspira a los oyentes.
Una cuña. Now, in this case, we can say un anuncio en radio, a radio ad, maybe. So, that radio ad inspires the listeners, oyentes, like salad listeners. So, that radio ad inspires the listeners. Okay.
Les anima a tomar una decisión.
Right. So we're talking about the ad here. So les anima a tomar una decisión. So it encourages them, animar a alguien, que haga algo, to encourage someone to do something, we say in English. So it encourages them to make a decision. Okay? It's pretty high level as well, obviously, to encourage someone to do something.
Yes, I think so. So here we have the next one. Tenemos que cambiar la forma en la que la gente piensa.
Well, I think this one's pretty easy, I would say. Don't you think, salad listeners? You must have translated this one already into perfect English, haven't you? So we have to change the way people think. That's all. We have to change the way people think.
De repente las ventas cayeron por debajo de los niveles anteriores.
Well, this is a bit more complicated, I would say. De repente, how can we say that? Suddenly. So suddenly sales fell below previous levels. Yeah, a little bit more complicated. So suddenly sales fell below previous levels.
Este anuncio salvó a la empresa de la bancarrota.
I see. So, what do you think? Este anuncio, this ad, saved the company from bancarrota. Bankruptcy, we say. Bankruptcy. So this ad saved the company from bankruptcy. That's right.
Yes, that's right. So, no interpretaste el mercado con precisión.
Well, you didn't interpret the market accurately. So preciso, accurate, con precisión, accurately. So you didn't interpret the market accurately.
¿Cuántas marcas compiten contra la nuestra?
Ah, so ¿cuántas marcas compiten contra la nuestra? How many brands competes against ours? How many brands compete against ours?
We just have two more here. He dado con la idea para promocionar el producto.
Dar con una idea, what can we say? Well, this has come up before, ha surgido. Oh, okay. So, to come up with an idea, something comes up, surge. But to come up with an idea is to create an idea. So, I've come up with an idea to promote the product, to come up with something. Okay, to create something, to have a good idea. So, I've come up with an idea to promote the product. That's right.
And this is the last one here. Las ventas están creciendo lentamente.
So, translate this into perfect English. To go out on a high note, salir por la puerta grande. Okay, las ventas están creciendo lentamente. Sales are growing slowly. Not the sales, because we're talking generally. So sales are growing slowly. Thanks very much, Alan. This has been excellent stuff.
I do quite enjoy marketing. Now, see you next time.
Absolutely. This has been Marketing Expressions on BAO Business as Usual. that's all we have time for, of course. Thanks for listening. See you next time on The Salad.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. Si estás en paro, esta es tu oportunidad. Del 10 al 14 de diciembre, nueva convocatoria. inglesparadesempleados.com.
Napoleon spent 2 years, from 1803 to 1805, preparing an army to invade England. He amassed soldiers. He built ships. He even contemplated hot air balloons. He was meticulous. Every detail was crucial. The plan was perfect. It couldn't fail. But something happened. The Austrian army began movements, and Napoleon lost his focus. He became distracted. He changed direction, postponed England, and defeated the Austrians at Austerlitz. Then he became distracted again, this time by Spain and Portugal. And finally, he lost his temper with Russia and lost everything. His genius, and his empire. Napoleon never returned to his first and most important objective, England. He never focused on the only real enemy, England. He wasted time and resources on secondary considerations and lost his empire. In the end, he never conquered England. England conquered him. Like Napoleon.